On Midwest Week, members of the City Council in Muscatine want to remove the mayor. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Emily Winger, reporter for the Muscatine Journal. So, Emily, to start with, how long has Diana Broderson been the mayor of Muscatine?
Her term commenced in January 2016.
Okay, just a year then. And what experience did she have before that, and why did she run for mayor?
As far as I know, she has served at the Muscatine Community Y as a Family Program Services Director. No political experience to speak of. She said and has said before many times that she wanted to bring more diversity to the city's boards and commissions, of gender, of political party, that kind of thing.
And was there any particular other issues that she ran on, or she just a year ago happened to get the most votes for some reason?
She also talked a lot about the working man and trying to run for the people. I know that she was supported by at least one union.
And what has she done as mayor? Has she focused on any particular issues during her year in office?
That's pretty much the gist of it, the same. She has focused on bringing diversity to boards and commissions. She said that over and over, and has also talked about trying to help bring diversity.
So when did she and the Muscatine City Council start having problems? Was it particular issues, or are there more a personality thing, or what?
Well, the first time was last spring. It appeared that there was some stuff going on. The Journal actually got some emails that had been exchanged, and the city council members were accusing the mayor of partisanship in her selection for nominating for boards and commissions, which is one of the only actual official duties of the mayor of Muscatine. It's a non-voting mayor. Pretty much all they do is nominate people for boards and commissions. So that's really when the whole conflict appeared to begin, was last spring.
Okay, so she would say it's diversity and they would say it's partisanship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. There was actually a council meeting where a council member gave kind of a presentation on why he thought it was partisanship and why they wouldn't vote for certain people.
Okay. And how about other issues? Have they been able to work together on budgets and other things like that or not?
It certainly appears so. The budget was just approved last night at last night's meeting. And they also have a nominating committee. That's one of the things that was created after the council voted to remove the mayor's sole authority to nominate for boards and commissions. They created a nominating committee, which is the mayor and two city council members and the city administrator or a staff member. And they seem to have been able to work through that and get people nominated and onto these boards and commissions.
What are the reasons that the city council wants to remove Mayor Broderson?
So there is a whole list of what were filed as written charges of removal by the city attorney. Some of them are, for example, a lot of it says making allegations against a member of the staff or city council without evidence as a violation of the city's ethics policy. That's cited a lot in here that says that the mayor has been basically saying bad things about the city council members and that that's a violation of the city's code of ethics. And they also said that she cost, there's a specific dollar amount, but that she cost the city thousands of dollars because of these alleged false allegations in city attorney fees and that kind of thing.
So these allegations, did they go to court, or she had to defend herself in some way, or how was money spent?
From what it says, staff time and the city attorney just taking time to research partially. To research and be prepared to defend against these allegations. It doesn't actually give super specifics.
I mean, did the mayor accuse someone of some criminal behavior, or she just said, I disagree with you on this, or what sort of terrible things did she say about someone?
She complained. There was one complaint that alleged that the minutes of a city's closed session meetings were not detailed enough. There was one claim that some sort of allegations against council member Fitzgerald. There, it says that the mayor did not provide specific information about that. There was something about an intention to investigate whether or not she had been treated poorly because of her gender. That was a complaint, and it looks like that kind of went nowhere. She also complained about a city staff member, all sorts of, there's kind of a long list of things like that.
Wasn't there some listing of having coffee with city residents that she wasn't supposed to or hadn't cleared it with someone or something like that, Emily?
Yes. So in April, she had the first coffee with the mayor meeting and talked about the conflict, because at that point the public had started to kind of take an interest in this conflict that was appearing between the mayor and city council members. So she held a coffee with the mayor to kind of chat with residents and tell them about what was going on. And it says that was another time that she violated the city's ethics policy by making those allegations.
Maybe I just don't understand, Emily, but none of these seem like they're terribly serious, and yet they would warrant removal of the mayor?
Well, in the code, there are a bunch of reasons that someone can be removed. A couple of those are almost kind of vague, like willful or habitual neglect or refusal to perform the duties of his or her office, or willful misconduct or maladministration in office. Those are kind of the two big ones that these charges seem to be gunning for, and those are probably the least specific, because the other reasons are corruption, extortion, conviction of a felony, you know, and those aren't the reasons that are listed in here. So
things that you might expect, but anyway. So does removal of the mayor in Muscatine require any sort of special vote or procedures, or just a majority of the council at some point?
Yeah, it's a 2/3 majority of the council. So the next step that they're going to be taking is they will decide whether or not to hold a hearing. So they haven't even yet decided if they're going to move forward on this, and nobody will speak to when exactly they're going to vote on that, but they will decide whether or not to move forward with a hearing. And once they hold that hearing, where Broderston and her lawyer and the city will be able to present both sides of the issue, then the city council will vote by a 2/3 majority.
And what about the residents of Muscatine, Emily, and the readers of the Journal? What do they think about all this? Are they engaged in taking sides or just sort of watching from the sidelines?
Yeah, so there have been a lot of residents that have been commenting. There have been people talking pretty strongly on both sides, but there is a very large group, from what I have been told, that is working on putting together a petition for the council's removal. And they actually said that this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, not necessarily the main reason for it. And most of them are standing up in support of the mayor, but there is a petition going around that, from what organizers have told me, has collected probably up to 1,000 signatures at this point.
And that's to remove the city council, not the mayor.
Yep.
Now, if the mayor is removed, who would take over for her?
So Councilman Bob Bynum is mayor pro tem. So from what I understand, he probably would manage that. I mean, her term ends this December, I think. Yeah, her term expires December 31st of this year. So depending on how long that process takes, he might not even be filling in for the mayor for that long.